Oh, my name is Alton Grimsley from California. I signed up to fight the rebels in the war between the states. Though I never raised my rifle against the stars and bars, my ears still ring from gunfire and this old hide's full of scars. We marched with Colonel Connor in July of 62, seven companies of soldiers in our uniforms of blue. Eastward, ever eastward, till we reached the Lake of Brine, for the Indians there were raiding and would answer for their crimes. We reached Salt Lake City on a warm October day. We shined our boots and buttons and made a fine parade. But the Mormons watched in silence as we marched through their town. For the last time they saw soldiers, they were not on friendly ground. We made camp at Fort Douglas while the colonel formed a plan. With our trigger fingers itching, we were eager to a man. But as autumn turned to winter, reluctantly we stayed, till the rivers were all frozen and our orders finally came. In the pitch black of the nighttime, we fell out in full gear. The horse troops left before us while we brought up the rear. Porter Rockwell done the scouting. He knew the country well. While we grumbled in the darkness, for the night was cold as hell. We all got downright thirsty, for our canteens were all froze. My feet had lost all feeling, and the cold air stung my nose. We fought the drifts and frostbite as the sun chased back the night, till word was passed among us that Bear River was in sight. Bear Hunter and his people had always wintered there. It had been a land of plenty, with game and fish to spare. But the drums around the campfire now played a woeful tune. It was the sound of hunger in the frosty, starving moon. For the crack of Pilgrim's rifles have thinned out all their game. The squeaking wheels of wagons could be heard every day. Wagons brought more settlers with their axes and their plows. They called the red man brother, but built walls to keep him out. The white men dammed the creek up that once were full of trout, dug ditches on the hillsides and spread it on dry ground. In the meadows full of camas bulbs, their hogs were free to run. Spread their cattle on the ranges and guarded them with guns. So the chiefs went to the city and complained to Brigham Young. He told them to be patient, and soon the time would come when they would learn to settle down, farm like good white men. But the level land for farming was all taken up by then. But me, I didn't know these things. I was young and full of fire. I was out to prove my mettle. It was my heart's desire to face the foe so bravely for my country and my friends. But I had no way of knowing how I'd feel in the end. For when we marched upon them, they knew not why we were there. They were innocent of raiding and thought they'd be treated fair. But the colonel cried no prisoners and ordered us to fire. A few fled to the forest, but 300 of them died. Our Springfield muskets took their toll on the women and the aged. But Bear Hunter and his people, they were not the ones who raided. The old men and the children died in the snow, their blood was frozen, so the country could be opened up and settled by God's chosen. It was a hollow victory, to my mind anyhow, but it worked for old Connor, for he's a general now. But me, I'm just a corporal on the docks of Frisco Town, where they buy drinks for heroes, and in whiskey I shall drown. So open up that soldier's joy and throw the cork away. There's a burning thirst inside me that never goes away. It only helps me sleep at night, it washes out the dreams of men gone mad with killing lust and the victim's awful screams. Oh, my name is Alton Grimsley, of Indian fighter fame. Keep the liquor flowing while I lie my life away. Don't bury me at Arlington, but out on Murderer's Row, where I deserve no better. Pray the Lord to take my soul. Don't bury me at Arlington, but out on Murderer's Row, where I deserve no better. Pray the Lord to take my soul.